95.7 Hog, Daytona's rock station. Daytona's drinking station right now, because it's the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messer-Perrott's right over there. He's kind enough to bring us a little Oktoberfest preview, although, as you mentioned, it's really, Oktoberfest has already happened.
Yeah.
We're just jumping on board right now. We got on board the train, and we had a couple of great flavors. You got two more left, so let's get into it, man.
So we're going to go a little bit more traditional here and actually have some German imported beers.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Paulaner's.
Authentic Paulaner German beer.
Right.
I love that. Okay.
Same style as the last two.
They put them in bottles, which is good over there. I like that.
Right. Yeah. Actually, we have them in cans as well.
Really?
But, you know, people tend to want to go traditional, so they want the bottles.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Your hand looks good around a bottle, I've noticed. I'm going to do hand modeling
mine
a lot.
Specifically? Or?
Well, I mean, yours does.
It looks great. I mean, obviously, everybody watching the video of this can. By the way, you can go to 95.7 The Hog on the socials and The Morning Hog on YouTube and check it out. Okay, so this is a. This is what the real deal is supposed to taste like, right?
So this one, 5.8%, so right in between the last two.
Ooh. No, not as sweet.
Mm-mm.
It has a...
Oh, yeah. It comes around there a little bit.
Yeah.
Complexity again in Oktoberfest.
A little
flavors.
Bit more of a burnt or roasted...
Yeah, that's good.
...taste, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Steve, Josh has no idea what you're saying.
Sorry,
he's enjoying the
just
beer.
Just enjoying
this it. Is his sweet spot, right, by the
really
way.
Is.
That's good. That's good. That's really, that's very good, but it does have a kind of a roasted malt as opposed to the normal
burnt. Not bad burnt, but you know what I mean.
So during the break, I looked it up.
Yeah.
Märzen means March beer.
March beer.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially they brew in March.
Oh.
And then it lagers out until it's ready for Oktoberfest.
I knew that. So they brew it in March. They stick it in. Yeah. They stick it in a barrel and they hide it until. September,
until
right now when we get it. Where you know, where you can stream this thing worldwide. So there might be somebody in Germany right now who's hearing this show and this streaming audio and thinking, "Huh, I've never had a Paulaner."
Yeah.
And if you are that person and you're in Germany, what are you doing? Why have you not had Paulaner?
I don't know if that's possible to be in Germany or not.
It's probably not.
One.
Yeah, it's probably forced upon you. All right, we got one more beer left.
All right, so
it's tall.
We have Hofbräu.
It's the tallest of all the bottles.
Hofbräu that's been around for, quite frankly, forever.
Yes.
This is not that style that we have just had. This is their Oktoberfest beer. So it's more of a fest beer. So it's going to be a little lighter than once before.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can already see the color. Yeah. Yep.
If you look.
Yep. Completely different color.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep. Red and gold.
Less pumpkin.
But more of a traditional color. Beer, I guess you could say.
There's no pumpkin in any of these, by the way.
No,
we should point that out.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. There does be some confusion and crossover between Oktoberfest beers and pumpkin beers for some reason.
Yeah.
Not close at all.
Not at all.
You know.
I mean, there's literally no pumpkin rind in there. Look at that. Nothing. Unless I choose to put it in there, and I have not bought a pumpkin yet. So how much lower ABV is this beast than the other ones?
6.3%.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's still rolling on there. You
know? Well, hello, sir. Okay. This is the kind of beer that I can imagine you would think at a certain point, maybe you're for an Oktoberfest party, you would go, I'm going to put on Lederhosen. Makes sense now. It makes total sense.
I'm wearing some underneath.
Did you bring it today?
Yeah.
Really?
It's for the photos later. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But this is another, this one doesn't have that giant body feel. It's just very easy drinking beer.
Exactly. It's for when you want a little bit easier drinking.
Mm.
You know, these are going to be going down real fast.
Oh, boy.
I will say that Beach Street out in Daytona is going to be doing a large event towards the end of October. I believe it's October 22nd.
Okay.
We're still in the planning stages of it now.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a very big event. We'll have Warsteiner out there. Hofbräu, some fantastic beers.
Right,
have a great time. We did it last year; it was a lot of fun. Probably do a sign hoisting contest. But I'll give out some more details as we finalize the plans on that.
I will tell you that I remember judging the sign hoisting contest last year. There was much controversy whether or not you could lock your elbow or you could bend your elbow. Is a whole lot of
this year. There will be some official rules in place because
excellent.
That way there is no.
Thank you. Hostility. Thank you very much. And I'm assuming that you definitely want me and Steve out there, right?
I mean, Steve, I would love it.
Yeah, I mean, we're available. I believe we're available in October general. Steve, are you good?
Yeah.
You ready to come over?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Do it.
Be an official judge.
Define hoist. Define hoist.
To lift.
So if I'm holding like this.
No, you can't hold like that, bro.
No, you got to hold it
all the way out.
It's got to be out.
Arm. I'm still lifting it.
No.
Nope, bro, fully extended. See?
Cheater. You're kicked out of the competition.
Dropping it.
Oh, you're out now. Sorry.
Yeah, you lost.
Yep. All right. So four great flavors to begin.
To begin.
To begin Oktoberfest. Right. I have a feeling in the next couple weeks we might be having more of these.
Absolutely.
Right? Maybe even pumpkin beers. Spice.
Those are coming too.
I don't know. I don't know.
They're already in the market.
Where can we find these beers, Josh? I have no idea.
I believe we can find them at ABC, some independent stores, Total Wine, or the website.
srparrot.com/beerfinder.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's it. I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. All right. Well, yeah. By the way, the Jags play Sunday. Have we got a prediction of the Jags season kickoff? They got 3 wins last year. And by the way, T-Mac, he's a Dolphins fan. He says they're going to lose to the Commanders. Josh, your pick? Your pick?
To the who am I picking?
Are you picking the Jags or the Commanders? Who you got?
The Jags are going to lose.
Okay. Steve, Jags victory?
Yeah.
Oh! Steve, you're out of your mind. Jags lose. That's all right, though. And don't forget, the Morning Hog Fantasy Football League, with all of us involved in it, much smack talk next week after week 1 punishing. Until then, cheers.
Cheers.